It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Morehale Mount Academy head football coach Zach Fredrickson after a rough season, coach. And, I mean, you're talking about kind of individually some of the players from this past year, their performances, kind of recapping the 2023 season and looking ahead to 2024 as well. Starting off with Luke Siebert, your junior quarterback, who you're going to get back next year, which would be really great. What are some things he's really learned here in 2023?
Yeah, you know, Luke's done a lot of good things throughout the year. Definitely seen some growing pains, but he's heading in the right direction. You know, he's had some big games. He's also had some rough ones. So, but he's shown, you know, that he can do it. And I know with another off season ahead and all this experience in his back pocket, it's going to really help us out next year.
And kind of talking about your receiver core, you lose Thomas. Sadly, he was your leading wide receiver this year. Who are some guys that you're really hoping to step up in 2024?
Yeah, you know, we have actually a handful of guys. We got a couple freshmen that have high potential, a couple sophomores, and then we have a junior who's pretty good. So I'll just go off those guys. We have a guy named Owen Dulac. He was hurt for most of the season with a hand injury, but he was our leading receiver up until week 3. He's a pretty good player. He's athletic. He's scrappy. He's a junior, so he's going to be pretty good for us. He's going to be a reliable weapon for Luke. And then sophomore-wise, we have Jackson Bice and Amari Shepherd, both guys with high upside. Jackson has quite a bit of experience now. He's started for 2 years, and then Amari's kind of figuring it out. He's a big athletic guy that I think once he gets some more weight room time, he's going to be really good for us.
Here was Zach Fredrickson, the head football coach for Morehale Mount Academy. And coach, kind of talking about James this season, he led your guys' backfield in carries. What are some things you're expecting from him next year as well?
Oh, I think James is going to have a good year next year. We've had a lot of O-line injuries and O-line issues this year, which hasn't helped him out too much, but I mean, these past couple weeks, he's found a way, you know, get some really good defenses to break a big run. And he's had these flashes that are really good, and he's kind of transformed into a downhill runner instead of trying to get outside. He's really took a big step, so I think he's going to have a good one next year.
And, Coach, you briefly alluded to your guys' offensive line. What are some things that you're hoping to see from them next year?
Growth. You know, a lot of them were new to the line this year, so that's a lot to ask from some young guys, but I think this year is going to really help them out down the road, you know, especially for O-line experience is a big thing, and once they get in the weight room a little more, I think we're going to be heading in the right direction up front.
And that's kind of something we've talked about the past few weeks as well, is getting in the weight room this offseason, which would be a big help for you guys on defense, which you guys gave up 40-plus points in your last 7 games. So really hoping to possibly get some more growth in terms of your guys' size and ability to move laterally as well in the offseason.
Oh, absolutely. That's probably our biggest offseason goal, is just getting guys bigger and stronger. We got to get some more weight on us, and that'll help tremendously because a lot of times we find ourselves in the right spot, but it's just broken tackles, and that's more of a strength thing. So that's the big off-season goal, get bigger, get stronger.
And you guys had just an absolutely brutal schedule this fall, and hopefully next year will be a little bit lighter for you guys. But talking about your final game here versus Horton, how big is this game for you guys to kind of have that victory in your pocket and have something to look forward to and carry some momentum into next year?
Yeah, like you just said, momentum is a big thing, you know. Because unfortunately, with not making the playoffs, we do get an opportunity to, you know, finish on a win. Which is a good thing, you know, that momentum from a win can carry over, you know, keep the excitement going. And it's nice to get one on the board, right? We're 0-8, so it's kind of nice to get a win out there. So it's a big game for us. Like, we really need to get this one.
And, Coach, what are some things that you know about the Chargers who have also had their fair share of struggles this year?
Yeah, you know, they're similar to us, you know, very beat-up team. They've had their handful of injuries, a very tough schedule. But, you know, those guys play hard. They're pretty big. They got a lot of big dudes up front. So, you know, we're looking forward to it and game planning around that. So I'm looking forward to Thursday.
All right, we will be as well. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck. And thank you so much for all the great content interviews throughout the season.
Absolutely, no problem. Thank you.
That was Moore Hill Mount Academy head football coach Zach Fredrickson here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health.